At the emergency room at Preston Memorial Hospital, nurses are wheeling 47-year-old John Schaefer to an imaging room.
Excuse me, ladies. Okay.
Hey, Courtney, can he come off the pump just long enough to get his CAT scan?
He's been having chest pains and trouble breathing.
How far did you have to come to get to the hospital?
I went to my family doctor first, and they did an EKG, and then I came here. It's 10 miles.
The next closest hospital is almost an hour away. Preston Memorial opened a new hospital last year, replacing a building almost 60 years old.
We really knew if we wanted to keep healthcare in Preston County that we needed modern facilities.
That's Melissa Lockwood, CEO of Preston Memorial.
At that time, the cost of that was very prohibitive for us on our own.
Preston was able to raise about $27 million for the hospital, but that still left them $10 to $15 million short of what they needed. Bottom line, it was no longer possible for them to make it on their own. They knew they were going to have to find a partner, an affiliate.
There's a number of reasons hospitals choose to affiliate.
That's Michael Topchick, Senior Vice President of the health research company iVantage Health Analytics. He says Preston is not alone. Small rural hospitals across Appalachia are exploring affiliation options as it gets harder for them to survive on their own.
So from a rural hospital's perspective, in order to maintain its independence, it might seem ironic that they would choose to affiliate. But that might be precisely the path to allowing them to provide high-quality care close to home for the rural citizens in their community.
Preston Memorial chose to affiliate with Mon General, a large community hospital based in Morgantown. Mon General served as a financial backer for the loan on Preston's new building. Preston also refers complex patients there. Because Preston chose affiliation when it was doing well financially, it had the bargaining power to keep leadership local. It even gained membership on Mon General's board. But Topchick says some hospitals resist affiliation.
Rural America is fiercely independent, and it wouldn't surprise you then to see boards and leadership teams who have grown up in towns, have had children in these hospitals, who have had loved ones pass away in these hospitals, fiercely defend that independence.
But if they wait too long and begin to flounder financially, their eventual affiliation may be more like consolidation, he says, where a bigger system buys up a little one. That opens the door to possible negative consequences, including higher prices, lower patient satisfaction, and decreased hospital quality. Preston CEO Lockwood says small hospitals are in a tough position.
So you're just always, I know it's hard to understand, but it's just, you're always kind of just teetering on the brink of the cliff.
In February, iVantage published new research on rural hospital vulnerability. It showed a third of rural hospitals in Appalachia are vulnerable to closure. To date, about half of the region's rural hospitals have affiliated with larger systems. Several others are considering it, although none would speak on the record until contracts were finalized. For Preston Memorial patient John Schaefer, as long as he has somewhere to go when he is in pain, affiliation or independence makes little difference.
Yeah, they got the same doctor, same staff, you know what I'm saying? Everything's about the same.
Except that without affiliation, Preston Memorial says it would eventually have had to close its doors. For Appalachia Health News, I'm Kara Lofton.
Appalachia Health News is a project of West Virginia Public Broadcasting with support from the Benedum Foundation.